registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
And Chad Holmes again here from Tom Field in our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Wausau East trailing Lakeland by a score of 3-0, but the Lumberjacks have it second and one at their own 44-yard line. A minute nine to go in the second quarter. Football on the right-hand hash. Pistol formation. Two receivers right, one to the left. Cam Rye takes the snap. Hand off again. Stahl, 45. First down to the 50. Stahl into Lakeland territory. Kicks it to the right-hand side and brought down at the 45-yard line. An 11-yard pickup. Clock will stop momentarily while the sticks are moved. So the Lumberjacks now in Lakeland territory. 1 minute, clock is moving. First and 10. Rye takes the snap. Looking to throw, right-hand side. Got his man, but off the hands of the intended receiver on the far sideline. Trying to catch, that was Tanner Kostrowski over on the far side. Yep, that was Tanner Kostrowski. This bounced off his hands in front of the Lakeland bench. Stops the clock with 53 seconds to go in the half. Back to the line of scrimmage comes East. Would love to get at least an opportunity for Gio Gomez to tie this one up in the final moments of the half. Rye, screen pass, left-hand side, Beverton has room, 45, to the 40, to the 35, has the first down, oh, and an ankle tackle. Quite a tackle there by Tyson Redmond to save maybe a touchdown, because if getting to the outside, Meverden, I think he had a chance to take it to the house, but an 11-yard gain and a first down. Back to the line of scrimmage comes East. First and 10 from the 34. Rye fires it. Near side has his man again. Complete. And that is Ian Stahl out of bounds. Good play by Stahl to get to the near sideline to the 29-yard line. That is a gain of about 5 yards on the play. And 36 seconds to go in the half. So the second down and 5 from the Lakeland 29. No timeouts left for Wausau East. Ball on the left-hand hash. Again, two receivers. Both Henry Moss far to the left in the slot. Meverden. Now motion to the left by Kostrowski. Now looking to throw. Pulling it down is Cam Rye. 25. Rye to the 20 has a first down. He went back, saw a big opening, and decided to pull it down, get 9 yards and the first down. And there's an injured player for Lakeland, so that will stop the clock. So the clock will stop with 27 seconds to go in the first half. It will be first and 10 from the Lakeland 20-yard line. So that is a break for the Jacks. That is a free timeout for Wausau East as the trainer will come out and take a look at the injured Lakeland Thunderbird. So we'll take a 30-second break and be right back. This is Lumberjack Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
Injured player was able to walk off under his own power. So now Wausau East, and they put some time on the clock. It's now 35 seconds on the clock. And now the Lumberjacks, and the clock should be running, and it's not. Now it's running. Pistol formation, looking to throw his Cam Rye. Has plenty of time. He'll fire it over the middle, off the hands of Caden Meverden, incomplete. A crossing pattern by Meverden near the 15-yard line, could not bring it in. And that will stop the clock with 28 seconds to go in the half. So ball at the 20. At this point it would be about a 37-yard field goal for Gio Gomez, and he definitely has the range, so the field goal is definitely in play for East, but the Lumberjacks will love even more. Try to get into the end zone, and they do have the football to start off the third quarter, so it's a chance to double dip here for East. Five receiver set, empty backfield for Cam Rye. Three right, two left. Rye looking to throw. Now he'll pull it down. Gets stripped. Keeps his feet. 20 to the 15 to the 10. Rye to the 5. And Rye brought down at the 3-yard line. At the first down, the clock will stop momentarily. They'll mark it at the 4. A 16-yard quarterback scamper. 18 seconds to go. To the line of scrimmage quickly. The clock is rolling. Rye And now a whistle and a timeout called by Lakeland with 15 seconds in the half. So Cam Rye, good athletic ability there. He stepped up, decided to run. He got tripped near the line of scrimmage but kept his balance and then able to get all the way to the Lakeland 4. The clock did stop momentarily. Then once the sticks were set, it was rolled back in. And then Lakeland, just as Wausau East was about to snap it, I think they were about to spike it, but maybe not, Lakeland decides to take their final timeout. So neither team has a timeout here in the final seconds of the first half. And Lakeland leading 3-0, but a chance here for East to get the lead going into the locker room. So we saw a very long field goal drive. It ended at the 2-yard line, led to a 19-yard field goal for Lakeland. And then the Lumberjacks started at their own 35-yard line, had been able to work it downfield on their best drive of the game. It will be first down and goal for the Thunderbird 4. 15 seconds on the clock. So again, one thing East has to do is make sure they avoid being tackled in the field of play. It will be very tight to get to the line of scrimmage and spike it and save any time for a potential field goal. So again, need to be very smart with the football now, Cam Rye and the rest of the Wausau East offense. Lumberjacks back to the line of scrimmage. Football on the right-hand hash. Two receivers right-hand side, one to the left. Stahl lined up to the left of his QB. Rye looking to throw. He'll fire it near side. He's got his man, Stahl. Stahl at the four. Stahl dives! Touchdown! Just breaking the plane, nearly slipping after grabbing it on the left-hand side was Ian Stahl. Kept his feet and then dove it over the plane. A four-yard connection from Cam Rye, and the Lumberjacks have taken the lead with 9 seconds to go in the first half. A little flip to the left-hand side, but there was still some work to do for Ian Stahl. Made a cut, nearly slipped and fell down, but again, good body control, and then just dove and just got it over the plane of the goal line. Gio Gomez will come out and attempt the PAT for Wausau East. And again, the Lumberjacks will have an opportunity with the football to start off the third quarter. The kick is up, and the kick is blocked. So it will remain a three-point game, 6-3 here late in the first half. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau East football on 98.9 WXCO.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
So after a scoreless game for much of the first half, we get a Lakeland field goal with 1:19 to go in the half, and then a Wausau East touchdown, 4-yard pass from Cam Rye to Ian Stahl with just 9 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Lumberjacks have taken the lead 6-3. Be aware, dangerous return man, Tyson Redmond. I mentioned earlier, he ran the opening kickoff of the game back for a score at Antigo last Friday night. Gio Gomez will kick it away. Here's the approach. It's a line drive. It will bounce. It will be picked up. Bounces off Redmond and grabbed at the 8. Up to the 10, to the 15. Now to the 20, to the 25. Gets to the 30 and then falling forward to about the 32-yard line with 2 seconds to go in the half. Again, Redmond is dangerous when he grabs that football. 25-yard return, and Lakeland will get one more chance here in the first half of play. They will mark it at the 33-yard line. So really the only thing that Lakeland can do is try to heave it, get a penalty for another opportunity, or try the old lateral play. Under center, Declan McQuaid. Looks like he's just going to take a knee. Yep, not going to take any chances. Take the knee, and that will do it in the first half of play. End of two quarters from Tom Field in Wausau. from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. I'm Chad Holmes. The score, Wausau East 6, Lakeland 3. Back with a look at the scoring and the stats coming up next. This is Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com. From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first. Every time, visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm. Also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
Chad Holmes again from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. It is halftime, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks lead over the Lakeland Thunderbirds by a score of 6-3. Let's take a look at the numbers of the first half of play. First of all, for the visitors from Lakeland, who had the football for much of that first half. They had the ball much more than Wausau East did, but it does not show up on the scoreboard. Rushing the football, Logan Burrows had 12 carries for 35 yards. Also for Lakeland, 3 carries for negative 5 yards for Declan McQuaid, and 2 attempts for 5 yards for Ezra Crisco. Passing the ball, 15 of 20 passing for Declan McQuaid, but so many of those were either shovel passes or screen passes, very, very low impact in terms of downfield for the most part from McQuaid. 15 of 20, 111 yards, no touchdowns, and 1 interception. Receiving, 7 catches for 58 yards for Tyson Redmond. 3 catches for 14 yards for Logan Burrows. 2 catches for 15 yards for Mitch Maleko. 1 catch for 13 yards for Nathaniel DeCora. 1 catch, 10 yards for Nolan Johnson. 1 catch for 1 yard for Brooks Lenz. 35 yards on the ground, 111 yards through the air, 146 yards of total offense for the Lakeland Thunderbirds in the first half of play. For the Wausau East Lumberjacks, 6 carries, 45 yards for Ian Stahl. 3 carries for 23 yards for Cam Rye. 1 carry for 18 yards for Caden Meverden. Cam Rye was 4 of 9 passing, 24 yards, a touchdown, and no interceptions. 2 catches for 9 yards and a touchdown for Ian Stahl. 1 catch, 11 yards for Caden Meverden. 1 catch for 4 yards for Reed Bodenheimer. 86 yards on the ground, 24 yards through the air, 110 yards of total offense for Wausau East in the first half of play. It was scoreless until 1:19 left in the second quarter. A 19-yard field goal for Tyson Redmond, made it 3-0, Lakeland with the lead. Lumberjacks got the football back. The kickoff was knocked out of bounds, so East started their drive with 1:19 to go in the half at their own 35-yard line, and Cam Rye would lead his team downfield. Big plays were Cam Rye using his legs for 16 yards to get Wausau East to the 4, and then a 4-yard touchdown pass from Rye to Ian Stahl. Extra point was blocked, and it's 6-3 Lakeland with the lead at the end of the first half. We'll have more here at halftime in just a few moments. Again, 6-3 Wausau East over Lakeland High School Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room. A great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, the Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nearly set for the start of the second half here from Tom Field. Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Sun is shining again. Started with some sunshine as some clouds move in, and now the sun is back out on a great Saturday for high school football. Great day for football. Glad you could spend part of it with us. Helps that the Badgers don't play till tonight. Of course, the Brewers don't play till tonight. So, again, open space here for some high school football this Saturday afternoon with Wausau East leading Lakeland by a score of 6-3. Don't forget, coming up next week number 9 of the season, Wausau West will be at River Falls Friday night. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The plan is at this point, because with Newman now playing on Saturday afternoon, that the plan would be for us to have Wausau East and Antigo on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM on Friday night. So again, opening with that was not an originally scheduled broadcast, but keep an eye out on our schedule at WXCO.FM, and we'll have this decision made within the next day or two. But the possibility, and I think maybe the likelihood, that we could have Wausau East against Antigo on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7. And we would also air that game on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game. And then Newman Catholic playoff football next Saturday. Newman Catholic at Frederick, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:35 p.m. for the airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East will get the football first to begin play in the second half. 6-3, must win situation for Wausau East. Have to win tonight, today, and then on Friday night against Antigo, and then likely I would say they would be in the postseason playoffs. Lumberjacks will go from right to left as I look down onto the field here in the second half. Kicking it away for the Thunderbirds, Abraham Rowe angles it far side, bounces at the 8, picked up at the 3. Up to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, Beverton to the 20, to the 25. That's Ian Stahl, in fact. Stahl beyond the 30. Stahl still fighting close to the 35-yard line. Ian Stahl brings that one back nicely for the Lumberjacks. And again, good field position for Wausau East on the first series of the second half. Cam Rye really led his team nicely in that final drive in the final minute 19 of the second quarter. Had not had much happen in that first quarter and three-fourths. But made a play with his feet and then made a nice throw to Ian Stahl for the touchdown. See if they can build on that drive to start off the third quarter. Football on the right-hand hash. Pistol formation. Cam Rye with Stahl right behind him. Handoff, Ian Stahl, big opening, 35 to the 40. And he'll get to the first down, sticks and fall forward beyond the 45 to the 46. Right up the middle, big opening for Ian Stahl. And he picks up 11 yards and a Wausau East first down. The last four times that Ian Stahl has carried the football, 10, 9, 11, and 11 yards. He is on a roll with the help of his offensive front. 56 yards on 7 carries for the Wausau East running back. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Seafelt now lined up behind the QB. There's the handoff. Cash Ryan Seafelt finds a seam. Keeps the feet pumping beyond the 50 and falls forward close to the 47-yard line in Lakeland territory. Feels like a little momentum is starting to build Wausau East offensively. So Cash Ryan Seafelt gets his first carry of the game. Picks up 6 yards on the play. He had a nice afternoon in Merrill last week. He had some good runs, carried the ball more than he had the entire season. He now has 97 yards on 24 carries and 2 touchdowns on the ground this season. Second and 4 now for East at the Lakeland 48. Looking to throw Rye, finds it near side. Henry Moss opening, 45, first down to the 40. Kicks it left to the 35, to the 30. Near side to the 25, to the 20, and an ankle tackle at the 15-yard line. A 33-yard screen to the left and some good vision, some good running by Henry Moss. He is marked down at the 17, so call that a 31-yard pickup on the play for Wausau East and another first down. Again, nice high percentage pass, get it into a dangerous runner, and Henry Moss is able to make something happen. So Lumberjacks in the red zone for the second straight series. First and 10 from the Lakeland 17-yard line. Two receivers off to the right. Kostrowski on the left-hand side. Motion by Meverton to the left. Pitch out, left-hand side, Stahl. Stahl to the 15 and out of bounds right there. Short pickup on the play for Ian Stahl. Gain of about 3 yards on the play to the 15. Second down and 7 yards to go. So now East. That's what one reason you like to get the football to start off the second half. You get the ball at the end of the first half, able to score, and then able to build the momentum by getting the football on the kickoff in the third quarter as well. And it really worked nicely because East used a couple of timeouts late in the drive for Lakeland in the first half in order to save some of that clock. And it turned out really well for Easton with the touchdown. There's the snap. Handoff, stall, hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, left-hand side of the 15, to the 10, and falls to the 9. Boy, that was a play that looked like it was going nowhere, but bouncing off the first tackle attempt was Ian Stahl, and able to make a positive gain of 6 yards on the play. 9 carries and 65 yards now for Ian Stahl. Clock is ticking, 9 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, and East looking to extend a 6-3 lead. Sun is shining brightly now at Tom Field. Chad Holmes again from your Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Henry Moss off to the right-hand side. Near the left-hand wing position is Tanner Kostrowski. Handoff, Seafelt. Seafelt has the first down inside the 5, keeping the feet, getting pushed from behind by his lineman, and falls forward to about the 3. So a first and goal situation as Cash Ryan Seafelt took the handoff up the middle, picks up 6 yards. So first and goal to go from the 3 here for the Lumberjacks. Very impressive first drive of the half. Right to the line of scrimmage. Under center this time is Cam Wright. Nope. Oh, yep, he is going to go under center. Lone setback is Stahl. Handoff, Ian Stahl. Stahl gets hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down right there. Is coming in and making the stop for Lakeland was Nolan Johnson. It'll be second and goal. Second and goal still at the 3-yard line. 10 carries, 65 yards for Ian Stahl. Has a touchdown reception as well. Kind of drive East needed because they were on the field defensively so often in the first half of play. Lumberjacks back to the line of scrimmage. Again, single setback is Stahl. Under center is Rye. Rye. This time a handoff to the wingback. With it is Meverden. Turns the corner. Meverden fighting for the goal line. Into the end zone for a touchdown. He put the ball out and got to the pylon. A 3-yard touchdown run on the sweep from right to left by Caden Meverden. And East takes a 12-3 lead. And there's a couple. 2 players down for Lakeland in the center of the field. So another injury timeout. Boy, we've seen a number of these here tonight. But the 3-yard touchdown run by Meverden makes it 12-3 with 8:09 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout during this injury timeout and be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Two Lakeland Thunderbirds, Aiden Bauer, defensive lineman, and Tyrone Moore, the defensive lineman, both able to get up and walk off the field under their own power. 8:09 to go in the third quarter. Just had a 3-yard touchdown run by Caden Meverden, giving East a 12-3 lead. Extra point coming up, and actually this time the Jacks will go for the two-point conversion. They will try to make it 14 here. So under center is Cam Rye. Cash Ryan Seafelt is the lone setback. Hand off to Seafelt. He will easily go right up the middle into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So 14-3, Wausau East with the lead. 8:09 to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here for the kickoff. And Lakeland at a point now for the Thunderbirds. They had the ball a lot in the first half. They were able to move the football very effectively, but they were not able to maximize their scoring. They have to get points, and really, some long drives ended up with nothing or then just a field goal. They got it down to the 2-yard line in the final moments of the first half, but not able to get it into the end zone. And with back-to-back touchdowns for Wausau East, it looks like Lakeland is in a significant series coming up. Thanks to our sponsors of Wausau East High School Football, including Sun Printing, longtime supporter of our high school sports coverage here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, the Mill Yard. Thanks to the Mill Yard for their support this fall of Wausau East Football, and Northland Painting as well. Gio Gomez will get set to kick it away for the Lumberjacks. Here's the approach and the kick. It will be bouncing at the 10. It takes a little bit of a slow roll. Finally picked up by Redmond. Redmond up to the 20. Redmond to the 25. And Redmond will be brought down at the 28-yard line. So Tyson Redmond bringing it back for Lakeland. And they will begin this series at their own 28-yard line, first and 10. Declan McQuaid in the first half hit on 15 of 20 passes for 111 yards. No touchdowns and an interception. Many of those passes were either shovel passes or screen passes. See whether or not Lakeland tries to go a little bit further downfield in the third quarter. East inside linebackers, Xander Klein and Eden Kildee, were both very good in the first half. Under center, McQuaid. There's the snap. Hand off to the deep man, Burroughs. Burroughs finds a little bit of a seam left-hand side, keeps the feet pumping, and falls beyond the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Straight handoff to the left-hand side for Logan Burroughs. And he's able to pick up a solid pickup on first down, a gain of about 7 yards on the play. 13 carries for 42 yards here this afternoon for Logan Burroughs. Sun is shining brightly here in Wausau. 14-3, Lumberjacks with the lead. 7.5 minutes to go. Clock is moving, third quarter. Under center again, Declan McQuaid. I formation behind the QB. Handoff, Burroughs, deep man. Burroughs is hit quickly, but able to fall forward for a short game, but not much. Going down low, Logan Glavinsky in on the tackle. Also again for Wausau East is Xander Klein. And it'll be third down and about 2.5 yards to go. Boy, Lakeland at this point cannot afford a 3-and-out, and the Lumberjack D would love to get that football back and keep that momentum offensively going. Long time looking to the sideline is Declan McQuaid to get the play. Now looks on his wristband. He will read it off to his teammates in the huddle to my left. So third down and 2 yards to go here for the T-Birds. There's the handoff to the deep man, Burroughs. Hines at opening 40, and he will get the first down to the 43-yard line. Straight ahead football for Lakeland. Handoff to the deep man, Logan Burroughs. And he'll pick up 5 yards, and the sticks are moved. So coming out and trying to pound it early from under center is McQuaid and the Lakeland offense. Clock, though, continues to run almost to the midway point of the third quarter. And Wausau East with a 14-3 lead. Receivers left and right, offset eye. McQuaid, handoff. Again, Burroughs gets through the first tackler beyond the 45 up to the 47-yard line. Boy, just riding the shoulders of Logan Burroughs right now are the Lakeland Thunderbirds, and using right up the middle between the tackles. And he'll pick up 5 yards again on that play. 53 yards on 16 carries for Burroughs. four carries for 18 yards on this drive. So the Thunderbirds back to the line of scrimmage. Second and five. Under center McQuaid. This time a handoff to the fullback, and he'll be hit as breaking in again is Malcolm McEachin. From up front, boy, Malcolm McEachin, the defensive lineman sophomore, came in there and just wrapped up the fullback. That was number 23, Brady Big John. And that will be a loss of a yard. It'll be third down and six for Lakeland. So another third down situation for Lakeland. They've had a lot of these here today. They've not done a bad job on third down, keeping drives alive. This time a spread formation. McQuaid looking to throw, has plenty of time, fires it over the middle. Intercepted, it was underthrown. Picked off with it is Gio Gomez. Up field to the 45, to the 50, breaks the tackle. Still with it is Gomez to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at the 20-yard line. Gomez able to break a couple of tackles on that underthrown ball after picking it off from Declan McQuaid. A 50-yard or so return by Gio Gomez, and the Lumberjacks have a chance to blow this one open. There was good protection. Standing in the pocket was McQuaid. He was trying to throw it to Tyson Redmond, but the throw was well underthrown by about a good 5 yards. It was an easy interception for Gio Gomez. So now East again, first and 10 from the Lakeland 20, a chance to really put some heat on the Thunderbirds with 4:31 to go in the third. Pistol formation here for East. Cam Rye with Ian Stahl lined up behind him. Stahl starts the count, takes the snap, handoff. With it is Ian Stahl. Stahl breaks one tackle, spins forward, gets inside the 15-yard line. Bounced off one tackler, then a 360 right in the middle of the line was Ian Stahl. And able to pick up about 6 yards on the play. 71 yards on 11 carries for Ian Stahl. Second down and 4 yards to go for Wausau East. Rather quick moving third quarter. Clock continues to move. 4 minutes to go. And East with a 14-3 lead. Chad Holmes again from your Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Lumberjacks going from right to left in the third quarter. Still the pistol. Cam Rye. Hand off again. Ian Stahl. Stahl bounces off the tackler. Stahl. I think he may have had a hand go up into the face mask area, maybe poke him in the eye. He had an odd reaction after he bounced off the initial tackle. It looks like maybe a finger may have got through that face mask. It looks like he's okay. He's sort of grabbing at the face mask, only about a yard on the play. Be third down and a short three. Critical series here for the Lakeland defense. Lumberjacks have scored touchdowns on their last two series.
I'm going down. Where?
Taking their time, and with the lead, you'll take your time. Milk that clock even here late in the third quarter. Two receivers off to the right-hand side. Stahl lined up right behind his QB, Cam Rye. Kostrowski off to the left, and now a whistle. Delay of game. Oh, you don't like to see that. You're the third and three. Now it's a third and eight for East. I said it's okay to milk the clock, but you don't want to milk it that much. So 5 yard mark off against East. It'll be third down and 8 yards to go. Third and eight. Meverden will check back in for Wausau East. Eddie Broadnax will come off. Lumberjacks back to the line of scrimmage. Meverden in the slot on the right-hand side. Henry Moss split far to the right. Cam Rye now motion to the right. Fake handoff. Rolling left, looking to throw. In trouble. Fires it near side and just throws it out of play. Good play, actually, by Cam Rye. He was in deep trouble of taking a quarterback sack about 10 yards back in the backfield. Just threw it into the Wausau East bench. It'll be fourth down, and I think maybe a field goal coming up as Gio Gomez will jog out onto the field. So it will be from the ball's marked at about the 17 and a half, so they'll probably be kneeling at about the 25, so a 35-yard field goal attempt for Gio Gomez. pieces of equipment have been dropping off of Gomez as he picks them up, and now he's getting ready. Oh, that was actually they dropped the tee. Now it'll be put down. He'll be right down the middle, right in the center of the field. 35-yard attempt. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. Right down the middle from Gio Gomez from 35 yards out. And with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, Wausau East extends their lead to 17-3. We will have the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Lumberjack Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Catlin Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
Seventeen to three, Wausau East with the lead. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes the Gomez kickoff. He'll be drilled right down the middle. It'll be taken at the 5-yard line by Tyson Redmond. Redmond to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Finds the team 25, gets to the 30. It'll be brought down just beyond the 30-yard line. So another pretty good return for Tyson Redmond. And that's where the Thunderbird offense will take over. First and 10. Lakeland came in 5-2 overall, 3-2 in the conference. They are in very good shape in terms of earning a playoff berth. But the way they've been playing late in the season, they're seeing their ranking drop. We saw in the WIAA release at the end of last week in terms of where they stood in Division III in the projected playoff matrix. They were at number 12, but a loss here today would hurt them significantly. But on the other hand, beating a 5-2 team would be a huge, huge move for Wausau East in terms of their playoff hopes. Under center, Declan McQuaid. Offset eye. Hand off to the deep man, Burroughs. Burroughs, left-hand side. He will get a little bit, but not a whole launch. Gets close to the 35-yard line. As getting off the pile again for Wausau East. This time it will be Miles Mallory in on the play. Pickup of 3 yards on the play. Well, we saw Burroughs come out and pounded early in the last drive, and then when the Thunderbirds were forced to throw, a poor pass downfield by Declan McQuaid. McQuaid has a lot of completions today, but not many down the field. Second down and 7 yards to go for the Thunderbirds at the 34-yard line. Receiver split left and right. Again, offset eye under center McQuaid. Some early movement, and that's going to cost Lakeland 5 yards. Well, a team that is struggling throwing it downfield, having these penalty mark-offs makes it more difficult. It'll be second down and 12 yards to go. Down to a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. 17 unanswered points for East as the Lumberjacks lead this one 17-3. Back to the line of scrimmage, this time a pistol formation for Lakeland. Declan McQuaid, fullback to his right, tailback behind him. Fake handoff, looking to throw, fires it, incomplete. Intended receiver, there were three red jerseys all around Mitch Maleko. That was thrown into a very tight window by McQuaid. And now third down and 12. With these injuries, it's making it very difficult offensively for the Thunderbirds. They need to get to the 41-yard line for a first down. Ball is marked at the 29. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Burroughs lined up to the left of his quarterback. Fake handoff, looking left, now flushed. Getting hit, the ball's knocked away! Picked up, it's going to be a touchdown! Coming in was McGeckin, knocked it away, and into the hands of Ian Stahl, who takes it to the house for a touchdown! 18-yard return, and it's now 23-3, Wausau East. McGeckin came in there, stripped it for the quarterback, and it was picked up and brought to the house. So the momentum continues for Wausau East. Boy, what a turnaround after a slow start here today. So Stahl with the score, his second touchdown, one receiving, and now one on a fumble return. Gio Gomez will attempt the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Wausau East 24, Lakeland 3. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is high school football on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, the Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
A minute six to go in the third quarter, 24-3. Wausau East with the lead over Lakeland. Gio Gomez getting set to kick it away. Drives it deep. Redmond will take it at the one. Up the middle to the five, to the 10. Now to the 15. Moves left to the 20. Far side to the 25. Gets to the 30. Sideline to the 35. And nearly to the 40-yard line is Tyson Redmond. He has been their best weapon here today, both in terms of kickoff returns and also receiving. And Tyson Redmond will put Lakeland in pretty good field position. They will say he went out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. A 38-yard return. That ball almost got to the end zone from Gio Gomez. Needed about three more feet, then would have been a touchback automatically. So this Lakeland offense, who's turned it over twice in the second half, will head back to the line of scrimmage. An interception and a fumble. And the Lumberjacks have turned each into touchdowns. I should say, they turned the first one into a field goal, the second into a touchdown. Three receivers right, one to the left. McQuaid takes the snap. It's a handoff. Burrows up the middle, 40. Gets to the 45 and brought down right there. To the 45-yard line, then a late flag on the play. In the backfield, behind the play. Aiden Kildee got the tackle, but I'm not sure. The referee behind the play threw a flag, and I think this might be coming up on the T-Birds. That would be a 6-yard gain on first down for Logan Burrows, but now the officials are getting together. Huddle for the officials right now. Referee will let us know what the issue is. It's unsportsmanlike conduct on East. Oh, so that's 15 yards off for Wausau East. So a 6-yard gain on the ground. 15 more, so makes it 21 yards on that play. So the ball is marched off to the 40-yard line in Wausau East territory. 18 carries, 62 yards now for Logan Burrows for Lakeland. Thunderbirds back to the line of scrimmage. This time under center is Declan McQuaid. Receivers left and right. Offset eye in the backfield. Hand off again. Burrows. He is hit. Ball is loose. And it is covered up by Wausau East. Great penetration there. As coming in as I think that was again Xander Klein who came in and stripped the ball from Burrows in the backfield. A third turnover in the third quarter for Lakeland, and the Jacks will take over on their own 41-yard line. Boy, oh boy, Lumberjack defense coming out and forcing the turnovers here in the second half. An interception and a couple of forced fumbles that were recovered. So 24-3 East, 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pistol formation, Cam Rye takes the snap. Handoff. Left-hand side now cutting back towards the middle, but not getting back to the line of scrimmage is Ian Stahl. 2 yards loss on the play. Second down and 12 yards to go. I'm not sure if the Jacks have to snap the football anymore here in the third quarter. Clock is down to 20 seconds. I think Wausau East will just let the clock run down, and this will be the end of the third quarter. 24-3. East will take a lead into the fourth. We will take a one-minute break and come right back. This is Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Start of the fourth quarter, second and 12 for East at their own 39-yard line. Lumberjacks lead Lakeland 24-3. Looking to throw is Cam Rye. He's going to fire it down the right-hand side. Attempt for Henry Moss. Over his outstretched fingertips near the 35-yard line in Lakeland territory. One-on-one coverage on the right-hand side. Pretty good throw by Rye. Just about a foot in front of Henry Moss. It'll be third down and 12. So now, Jacks, we haven't seen too many of these long yarded situations in the second half. It's been a dominant performance since late in the second quarter. 3-0 lead for Lakeland with about a minute 19 to go in the second quarter. But since then, 24 unanswered for the Jacks. Rye, pitch out, right-hand side. Room for Stahl. 40, 45 to the 50. Here's Stein to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25. And pushed out of bounds inside the 20. Just a straight pitch to the right-hand side for Stahl. Found lots of room. It was sealed off nicely up front. And a long run for Ian Stahl. A 44-yard run and a first down. And Stahl back over 100 yards yet again. 14 carries for 114 yards in the game. So East on the march again. First and 10 from the Lakeland 17. In the first half, when Lakeland had the football so much offensively, thought maybe it would be East that wore down in the second half. It actually looks as though that Lakeland has been wearing down in the second half. Hand off to the deep man. Oh, and fumbling is Cash Ryan Seafelt. And I think Lakeland covered it up. Not able to secure the handoff with Seafelt. There is a flag. It is recovered by Lakeland. But who is the penalty on? I think it's going to be on East as the offense coming onto the field for Lakeland. But boy, again, you just can't have those kind of mistakes. I know it's a 24-3 lead, but at the same time, as you get to hopefully a playoff game in a couple of weeks, and especially as well next week against Antigo, you just cannot afford unforced errors, and that's an unforced error. Waiting to see what the penalty is. It is a chop block on East. It will be declined. And Lakeland will take over on their own 18-yard line. So Lakeland gets it back with 11:45 to go in the game. Lakeland started this season off 4-0. Since then, they're 1-2, and it looks like they'll be 1-3. Two receivers left, one to the right. Spread formation. Declan McQuaid takes the snap, rolling to the right, looking to throw. Still rolling. Now he's going to pull it down. He'll turn the corner and be run out of bounds on the far side of the field. Be out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Be a short pickup, a gain of about 4 yards on the play. Second and about 6 yards to go here for Lakeland. 24-3. Wausau East with the lead. Little slim hope kept alive with that turnover for Lakeland. Trips on the left-hand side. One receiver to the right. Running back to the left of McQuaid. Looking to throw. He'll fire it.